One of the primary things that we teach is to live in the now. And one of the primary things that we forget is to live in the now. And one of the primary things that we complain about is writing in the first person present tense positive. And one of the primary things that we ignore doing is to exist in the first person present tense positive. These are not bad things and these are not good things. They're just things. Why do we forget? Or if not forget, why do we not do it? Why do we condition ourselves to live in the time frame of life? Well, this is how our mind functions. Our mind, there are many aspects. Mind is brain. Our brain is what takes the information from the mind and activates it in our life. Our thinking system has many ramifications to it. It is not just simply the universal mind that we are enjoying instantly manifesting itself through our brain and our body. This would be lovely if that were the case. But we have so many filters that we have built in, and different organizations, different teachings, different cultures give these filters different names. And giving them different names, they bring about confusion for understanding. So if we say, my brain, my mind, my thinking system, if we say today, tomorrow, and next year, and what have you, we're just adding a lot of confusion to our life. A comment was made the other day about the birds. And the birds are very lovely creatures. You go to the bird and you say, hi, Mr. Bird. And the bird will say, hi, yourself. And you say to the bird, where are you going to go tomorrow? And the birds say, what? What do you mean tomorrow? You know, I live right now in this moment, and this is the only moment there is as far as I'm concerned. What are you talking about, tomorrow? Well, where were you yesterday? Yesterday? I don't remember yesterday. I don't live in the past. I have no idea of what went on in the past. But you met this wonderful bird guy that you said you were going to be with forever. Well, I don't remember any such situation. All I know is that I have my perfect partner with me right now, and he's always with me, and we are a team, and we are a team, period. We're not mated for life. Some people say we're mated for life because that's how they think of it, but life is right now. Life is right this second. He's with me, and I'm with him, and we're just having a ball, and we're doing great things. Well, are you going to have little birdies, you know, little chickies, little birds? I don't know what you're talking about. Well, birds have birds, you know. No, I don't know that. Well, do you ever lay an egg? Well, of course I lay eggs. It's just part of my nature. Well, what do you do with the egg? I put in a nest or whatever I do with it, and then I nurture it and warm it and take care of it. But don't you take care of it so that one day it'll be a little bird and a big bird like yourself? Well, no, not really. I take care of it because it's my nature to take care of it right now. Right now. I don't take care of it for tomorrow. I don't take care of it for another time. And it's my nature to kick the little bird out of the nest, but I don't know that. I don't know it's my nature to kick the bird out of the nest until it's time for me to kick the bird out of the nest. At that time, I kick him out of the nest because that's my nature to kick him out of the nest. I don't pre-describe this and say, well, now, when my little bird gets to be so many days old, I'm going to kick him out of the nest. Well, that may not be the case. I don't even think in the past. present or future. I just live in the now. So my instinct says to me right now, kick the buzzard out and let him fly. And well, aren't you afraid he might not make it? Well, what's there to be afraid he might not make it? My instinct says do it, I do it, and I don't really think of what will happen if he doesn't or if he does. Well, some of the little birds have not flown, and they've landed on the ground kapunk, and they died. So, what is that to me? I'm living in the now. I'm living in this exact current moment right now. There is no other moment. There is nothing else to be considered, and that's where I'm living. Don't you live like that too? The bird says to us. Well, no. We live with the past and with the future and with the present. And because we live with the past and the future and the present, we're living three lifetimes at once and not doing any of them very well. Now, if we could dispose of the past, we would think only in the current and think how lovely everything is, or what a challenge, or what a joy, or whatever it is. And if we're thinking in the future, which never will be, we conceive of how things might be, we conceive of how problems might be, and how worries might be, and how malcontents might be, and how needs might be. We got to prepare for the future. You got to save some money for the future. You got to prepare yourself for that day when, you know, everything's not so rosy. And you say to yourself, well, for goodness sakes, for goodness sakes. We look at people in the world and we say, who are the happy people in the world? The really happy people in the world. Well, unfortunately, we have to use these words. The idiots, the ignoramus, the stupid people, we call stupid, because they don't worry about tomorrow. They don't worry about what's past. They do just what comes naturally for them at the moment they're doing it. And we don't push them because we realize they're not into the past or the future. They're only into the present. And so we forgive them their inconsistencies of our lifestyle of the past and the future. And we recognize that in the present, living in the present, doing things in the present, they're doing just fine. They're doing just fine. Just like you never kick a dead horse, so you would never take advantage of a person who was ignorant or a person who was an imbecile or somebody like that. You want to always protect the little children and protect the innocent. Not because they need protection, but because you have to protect them from yourself. Because you expect them to have learned from their past and to be aware of their future and to be planning for what are you going to be when you grow up? You know. And the kid says, fireman. Well, he's not going to be a fireman when he grows up. He's a fireman right now. He's thinking, I'm a fireman right now. He's not thinking, I'm going to be a fireman when I'm daddy's age, because daddy hasn't got an age. Daddy is just daddy. Mommy is just mommy. They may be 50 years old. They may be 20 years old. It doesn't make any difference. They're just daddy and mommy. They have no age. They have no past. They have no future. And did you know that a daddy had a daddy? Big deal, you know. Who cares? He's my daddy right now. But he had a daddy, and his daddy looks just like him, you know, just like you. Well, that's nice, but he's my daddy right now. That's all that matters, you know. And how wise these children are. How wise, how unspoiled by the attitudes that we give them of living in the past and the future. So what are we going to do with our silly lives? Are we going to work on creating things for the past, creating things for the future? Are we going to make a memorial to life? Are we going to build an edifice saying these people died in the service of their country? Well, hey, I lived in the service of my country. I lived, you know. They didn't build any memorial to me. Why did they build a memorial to me? I lived, and millions of other guys lived, and women. Men and women who were in service, they lived. Why don't we build a memorial to the living? The other ones, they died. They're not even here to appreciate it. And they wouldn't really care if they were here. Because I don't care that they haven't built a memorial to me as a living veteran, you know. I'm just living this day, this moment, and just enjoying myself to the very nth degree. Now, if I were to die in 2 seconds, or 2 minutes, or 2 hours, or 2 days, or 2 years, or 2 millennia, decade, millennium, so what? So what? Am I going to live today how I would like to be remembered 2 millennia from now? No. I'm going to live today how I want to live today, how I am enjoying living today, how I am being the first person present tense positive and having a wonderful time. And if I should shuffle off my mortal coil in 10 minutes, I'm not going to say, I got a lot to do in 10 minutes. I've got to go and make a lot of phone calls. I got to talk to a lot of people. I got to get a lot of memories passed up here. No way. If I've got 10 minutes to live, and I know I've got 10 minutes to live, let's have another cup of coffee. You know? Or, let's have a bag of popcorn. You know? What do you think Kip would have liked to have had before he passed off to that next dimension? He would just love to have made a big shopping bag full of popcorn and shared it around and said, this is my joy. Even brother-in-law Bill said, Kip makes the best popcorn you can imagine. You know? And big, isn't that wonderful? Isn't that monumental? Isn't that earth-shaking? The best bag of popcorn. And you can buy them at stores equally as good. But he puts a little love in there. He puts a little extra butter. A little extra magic, right. But you see, it doesn't matter. It's the fame of who we are and what we're doing is immaterial. Are we enjoying ourselves? Are we enjoying our life? What makes us think that we have to do something famous, something monumental that leaves the world a little better off? Have we been happy while we're here? That leaves the world a little better off, you know? Have we been enjoying ourselves while we're here? That means it leaves things a little better off. Have we been a pissy-ass character who's bitching about everybody? Herb, you're talking on the microphone here. Yes. If we have been, that's our nature. That's our nature. And I don't care to be a part of you. If you want to be a bitchy person, hey, I don't even know you. If you are a loving person, oh, that's my cup of tea. That's great. If you are a thoughtful person, a gentle person, why do we ever try to guide other people's lives, be our brother's keeper? Why do we ever try to tell another person how to do their work or do their job or to live? Why do we ever do that? It's because we're doing a terribly poor job of living ourselves. Because if we were really living ourselves, in the first person present tense positive, if we were really living in the now, we would have so much fun doing what we're doing. We would have no interest whatsoever in what somebody else is doing. Now, Sylvia is not washing the golf cart right. She is washing it from the front to the back. Well, not everyone knows you should wash it from the back to the front, because that's the way it should be done. And Sylvia says, I like to wash from the front to the back, and I'm enjoying it. And so Sylvia just goes merrily washing from the front to the back. And we think, oh, Sylvia, cuckoo, you don't understand. You don't know the rules of life. And Sylvia says, oh, yes, I do. The rules of life are be myself and have fun. And I'm being myself and having fun. And I'm just doing wonderful. I'm not hurting another person. I'm not taking from another person. I'm just doing my own thing, my own thing, my own thing, my own thing. You see, this is hard for us to realize, that when we do our own thing, it never disturbs another person, except if the other person tries to tell us how to do anything. But it never disturbs another person. Sylvia's out sweeping the sidewalk out here. And the bird is flying by and saying, "Hi, Sylvia, how you doing, babe?" And Sylvia looks up and says, "Oh, just wonderful. How'd you know my name? I didn't know birds could talk." "Oh, there's a lot of things you don't know, Sylvia. Just try living in the now. Sylvia, did you notice what you just did? You swept that ant off the sidewalk, and it took him 5 minutes to walk to where he was, and you just, with one sweep of him, whoosh, sent him back into the grass. Now he's got to go all that distance again. And you know, he loves it. He loves it. He hadn't been flying for a long time until your broom came along. And your broom just lifted him up in the air and sent him scooting off into the grass again. And then he crawls back again. Well, aren't you unhappy that he's disturbed on his way?" "No. I'm doing my thing. I'm having fun. I'm living in the now. I'm thoroughly enjoying every single moment of what I'm doing. I have no concern about the past. I have no concern about the future. I have no concern even about the now, because I'm living it. I'm living in the now, and I'm having a thrilling, wonderful, happy time." Now, what more could we want from life than to have a thrilling, happy time? Now, let me tell you something. There's hell and damnation. You have to do certain things in this life. There are requirements in this life that you have to do. You read the Bible and you find out what your requirements are. And you listen to your mother and father. You got to make something of yourself. You've got to go out and get a good job. You've got to have children. You got to have family. Who's knocking that spoon on the table here? Knock it off. We don't need that noise. This is a happy place. We live in the now. Why haven't you got a dozen children? Why haven't you got less than two children? Why haven't you got children at all? Shame on you. You should have an infinite number. Who says? Who says? Why should we have to do anything at all except to be ourselves and have fun? Now, that does not mean prescription to go out and disturb other people. It means to do your own thing and be yourself and have fun. Okay, so let's give up this hell, fire, damnation sort of thing. You know who created those things? You know who created the hellfire damnation? It's somebody who was trying to run the life of somebody else. Why on the Polynesian mountains, when the volcano goes up and the volcano is coming down over the city and killing people and stuff like that, and they take the virgins up there and they throw them into the volcano to, you know, what an interesting show. What an interesting show. Some of the girls wanted to do that. They thought, hey, cool, a new adventure. Hurt for a minute, but just a new adventure. But take it, it's not as bad as some of the men we've been around with, you know, and so forth and so on. And they just live it. They just go it. They just play the game. Now, who's creating that? Some chief who says, well, now, we placate the volcano by giving him these virgins, as young virgins, and then the volcano won't blow up and won't mess up our city and do terrible things to us, and that sort of thing. Who says that? Who says that? Did that ever stop the volcano? Not that I read about, and I don't really want to read about it anyhow, but did anything that anybody ever does in the outer ever stop something else that's happening in the outer? No. Only when we become balanced on the inner do we find it. And you know, we'll be discussing this more, but one of the most difficult things that any of us has to work with in our entire life to enjoy the now more fully is to follow what Mr. Emerson said. Get our bloated nothingness out of the way of the divine circuits. What is our bloated nothingness? That's when we think we have to do something for the future, or we have to commemorate the past. Our bloated nothingness keeps us from living in the present, and that's where we want to live. We want to live in the present and live there fully and well. And whatever takes place in our life, if we are unable to find joy in it because of some discussion going on in our mind or in the world around us, if we cannot find joy in it, drop dead. You missed the point. Life is to be love. You know, even Jesus said, God is a God of love. He didn't say God was a God of wrath and damnation and control. God's a God of love. And if you want to take the Bible point of view, there it is. And it's all done unto us according to our belief, our thought about ourselves. So let's have a thought about ourselves, that if God is a God of love, can we be anything less than a God of love? Anything less than love? And do we have a tomorrow? Jesus said to us too, now is the acceptable time. So let's live these aspects. Let's enjoy them. Not that we don't do the things that are there for us to do because we have established them to do it, but because we're doing it in the now, in the first person present tense now, and we're just having a ball. So will you join me in this exercise of joy and happiness, love and peace? Live in the now. Release all other experiences. There is no tomorrow. There is no yesterday. There's only the now. Join with me in living that. And find out how quickly all worries, unhappiness, all upset, they're gone. Just like the mother who says, I don't concern myself with the past or the future. I do on the moment what it's called for. And what it's called for is to me to like myself and enjoy myself. So it is. And I love it. And I love you.